Look, at time to time, all of us, I'm sure, have had a credit card and, some free money. Away we go, and we may get bedazzled by the rewards points. And, of course, all of these schemes have got their merit if you use them correctly. But to dispel some of the myths and some of the traps we can get into with credit cards, from moneytolove.com.au is Heidi Armstrong. Good morning, Heidi. Why do you think we do get bedazzled by rewards point schemes and the like on credit cards?
Well, I think we get bamboozled by it because the banks make it rather confusing and they like to make us feel like we're getting something for free. But unfortunately, it's panning out that that's not actually the case, Mark.
Yeah, for sure. I know, having worked in a previous life in a bank and in credit cards specifically, I know that for the general consumer, it can be very confusing, points, interest, and how it all works, and even with repayments. But what are some of the traps we can fall into with our credit cards?
Yeah, look, it's interesting, and now's a really good time to be looking at it because those premium rewards cards programs that the major banks have, they're just shifting from 1 July. And I think people can think, you know, yes, there's benefit for us, but it's really quite scary because the average credit card holder spends just under $20,000 a year on their card. That's according to the RBA. Now, the fact is that if that is you, then if you've got a premium rewards card, then you're probably going backwards. And a lot of people don't realise that you're paying for the privilege of having these cards in an annual fee. And these annual fees can be anywhere from $95 up to $250. And generally, on that spend of $20,000, the rewards value, after you take into account the annual fee, you're going backwards. I think there was only two, the Westpac Altitude and the ANZ Rewards Card, where you were $20 or $40 ahead. And this was all numbers that were crunched by Rate City, which is a really great financial comparison website where, you know, really useful for people to go and to get the additional information if they're looking into this. But it's scary stuff.
So this is all on a $20,000 spend on the card. So that's, I guess, assuming for most folks that you put all your groceries through, if you go shopping for, you know, for this and that and the other. Obviously, holidays and tickets and things go through there as well. That also is good. I mean, really, by the time you factor in that fee, you might gain about $20 or $40. Just don't go out for one dinner and you can pretty much be the same spot.
Well, you know, exactly right. And some of these rewards cards, you have to be spending $50,000 a year before you're even getting ahead. So the big killer in all of this is interest. And, you know, the numbers that were crunched by Rate City, really good, but they looked at annual fees. But the real huge killer that we need to look at and pay way more attention to is the interest that we're paying, the interest rate, but also making sure if you are somebody who has a credit card, pay it off as quickly as possible and make sure that you don't just pay the minimum repayment, because that will keep you trapped for years.
Yeah, and it'll seem like it'll never get paid off and you'll get disheartened and just keep paying the minimum payments. But, yeah, what do you think it is that gets us bedazzled at the start? Do you think it is a case of, oh, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that, or we generally have the idea that, you know what, because to do certain things I have to have a credit card, so I will do the right thing and make my repayments, and we just get fall behind? And once you fall behind once, it's game over, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. It's really important that you don't be lackadaisical about your money and that you stay on top of it. And if something sounds too good to be true, and if something sounds like, you know, this is free, always take another look at the fine print, because, you know, there'll be catches. And we know the big banks there, they're out to make a profit. They have to. They have to deliver to dividends to shareholders. So I think be really conscious about making sure that you're getting a credit card that works for you, and don't get bedazzled by the promise of great rewards. And, you know, it's interesting, we have, as a nation, $32 billion on credit card. And that each credit card holder has about $4,270. And, Mark, let me ask you this. If you, and you probably know the answer to this based on your experience in banking and in credit cards, but if you only pay the minimum on that $4,270, how long do you think it would take to pay off?
Oh, I haven't got the numbers in front of me. I think we're talking about, what, 20, 25 years? Am I
sort you're
of
good. Yeah, I know you're really good. Yeah, a lot of people will say, oh, 5, 10 years, but it takes 22 years to pay that off if you're only paying the minimum, which is ridiculous. And, you know, all you need to do is forego a cup of coffee a day. So maybe, you know, put an extra $100 a month off that credit card and you'll pay it off 17 years faster. So it's the interest that's the killer.
Of course, for a lot of folks, Heidi, giving up that cup of coffee may be even harder than paying back the bill. And I've got to say, the last time the bank gave me anything for free, I was 5 and it was a money box. Thank you for joining us on that, Heidi.
No worries, Mark. Cheers.
No worries, Heidi. Giving us some great advice there from moneytolove.com.au here at 2NURFM. It's 25 past 11.